Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Advantage of our listener rewards for the month of November. Got some great stuff in there right now. You can get tickets to the Holiday Boutique, tickets to Dancing with the Stars live at Mystic Showroom, plus a holiday staycation at Intercontinental MSP, and advanced screen passes to see Being the Ricardos. All this up for grabs and listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. I'm Alexis. Dawn, hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey.
Kenny, hey boy, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's taking a drink of coffee.
Yeah.
I would live in one of those Tokyo houses if it was out in the woods. I don't want to do that in the middle of a city.
It's in the middle of Tokyo.
Well, no. Storage for all of your Johnsons. But you've got so many, and they're vintage variety,
I'd have to
Kenny.
Have my own, I'd have to have a Johnson house, wouldn't
I? Yeah, yes. Just for your Johnsons. Oh, Jace is under the weather, so he is off today resting.
Yes.
That's very good.
Now you've got to tell us about poop.
Okay, yes. Don't worry, I won't go into the details of
Scat?
It. Yeah, nope, human.
Oh.
I guess, yeah. It's the thing that made you gag. I remember, Kenny, you telling the stories about your son and changing the diaper.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Diapers.
So anyone who has kids in diapers right now or remembers those days fondly, right, Dawn?
Right.
So my kid just turned two, and I avoid at all costs when we're out in public to change his diaper. I try to, right when we leave, get a fresh one on.
Yeah.
Time it out so we're maybe gone maybe an hour.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, no business. But sometimes you inevitably have to change the diaper in public, right?
Yeah.
And now he's at the age where he's telling us, we're in the grocery store. Okay, so I had a few days off. And I can't remember, during sometime last week, we were getting the rest of the things, which, by the way, I kept forgetting things. I made the green bean casserole and I had to get the fried onions. I forgot that. And so we had to take a few trips, right?
Sure.
Can't remember which one exactly it was, but doesn't matter. He's in the cart. We're walking around. He loves it. Looking around, everything. And then all of a sudden, he goes, I pooped!
Oh!
And he screams it out in the aisle. And, you know, it's hilarious. You can't laugh, right? Because you're like, oh, heard that. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. You're like, this is something we keep to ourselves.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, just whisper that to Mama, okay, next time. And I wasn't sure who heard it because he was loud. He screamed it out.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden I see people coming around the corner to go down our aisle. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the kid that said that. Okay. Then he repeats it. I pooped.
Oh, my gosh.
This can't be a surprise to you. The same person who asked a complete stranger if they had their child vaginally.
Yeah. I wonder where he gets it from.
Yeah, Mom.
Yeah. Okay. Touche. Little apple tree here. Apple tree. So I'm like, okay. So I quickly take the card over. I'm like, all right. We're going in there. And, you know, there's a lot of setup when it comes to changing on those changing tables, right? So
we
take the diaper bag out and keep the card out there and bring him in there and make sure the big stall's open and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to wait a little bit. Finally, we get in there, put the thing down. It's not looking so great. So we have this little, like,
paper
or like a little mat that we put down.
Oh, sure.
So I put the mat down, and luckily he's really good, kind of gets it. So he's taking out the diapers and the wipes and getting
he's
ready.
He's doing it himself.
Yeah, he's like getting ready. I'm like, okay, let's hope that means you're ready to potty train soon, because this diaper thing is really a cramp in my style.
You can say, I just pooped. If you can say that.
Yeah.
Time to potty
train. It's time, So they're working on that. We're working
on
it at home.
I just pooped. And by the way, can I have the keys for the car? It's too late then.
Right.
He would, and he's so ready for that. It's just crazy.
Oh.
So we're setting up. Everything's good. Okay. And he's pretty quiet at this point. But then I get him down, and he screams, I pooped!
stopped it.
Again.
It's like, listen, we've got it.
I got it. Can you see I'm making strides to take care of your business? Because that's what we do.
I mean, it's got to be funny to other people.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, the people that were coming down the aisle, they were just laughing. And they were like, oh, man, that
made my day.
Yeah.
Should have known it was you and Jen.
Yeah. Right.
Aren't you on a billboard?
Did anybody recognize you as Alexis Thompson?
If they did, they didn't say anything. Thank goodness. At that point, you're like, I wish I had a mask and a shield and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And hazmat. That would have been great at that point. Because you can't, like, all you want to do is laugh, even if it's your own kid, right? They say a curse word. They say something like that.
Yeah.
You're in public. It's just, it's hilarious. But you're kind of like, sometimes I really do think, I am the parent. I'm the adult. What? How did this happen?
Yeah.
I'm in charge of saying what we do? Weird. So, anyway, that's a whole my issue. But so we get in the bathroom.
Trust me, I had those feelings when I was 17.
Well, you
I was like, what? I'm still a kid. I still want a Lego set.
I'm 40. Yeah. Like, and I'm still thinking this. I want Lego sets too, Dawn.
See?
Things don't change. You're right. So we're changing, finally get him down there. He's saying I pooped, and then he just, I cracked up, because at this point we're in the bathroom, I can laugh, and he sees that I'm laughing, and he saw the attention that he got in the aisle, right?
Oh.
So then he starts firing off, I pooped.
Turned it into a song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hip-hop song.
He just going to town, and of course,
beatboxing it.
Yeah, poop. Of course, this is like a busy time during shopping time. People are getting ready for Thanksgiving. All the stalls are full. We had to wait to get into the big one.
Oh, God.
And then, so I changed him. Everything's fine. He's still saying this, even though I've put a new diaper on. And then I hear from one of the stalls, she goes, kid, I just pooped too.
Oh my God.
She goes, welcome to the club.
For the win, the gal in the second stall.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
That's comedy gold right there.
Oh, we were dying. Everyone in the stall, all four, because
everybody
four stalls,
was laughing.
All four of us were just cracking up. We just couldn't stop. Oh, it was just such a funny moment, and just reminded me how, kids just are hilarious, and the things that they say sometimes, it just lightened the mood. You know, we're all tense, we're trying to get all the crap that we need for family and Thanksgiving, and what did we forget, and all this stuff, and it just brought me back, because it was just so funny. I had to share with you guys, because
kids are crazy
funny.
My mom wants to write a book about, because she's worked in a school system I don't know, 40 years.
She has journals.
The
stuff.
Little kids, like whenever they don't have lunch money because she takes the tickets, they'll tell her why. Like, she'll be like, I just want to remind you, I'll send a note home. She's real sweet about it. I mean, they send notes home for weeks. You know, they always let the kids eat. You can't go, well, you're not eating today. So anyway, kids will say things like, my daddy had to buy cigarettes.
She just writes it down in a little notebook.
That's going in the notebook.
Right. Or, you know, they'll just tell her weird stories. She's like, how was your weekend? And they'll say some real crazy stuff. It's like, I don't know if your parents would want you to say that.
Oh, yeah, she should write that book.
Yeah, she really should.
That would be so funny. And maybe have Lexi, your daughter, and
illustrate it. It's a great idea.
Ideas. Yeah, they're just so funny. And then those are the things, too, that later on, I thought about it all weekend, and I would just start cracking up to myself.
Yeah.
When that woman chimed in and said she pooped, too, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I'm sure your mom, the same thing, like thinking about the kids.
Yeah, she still works there. I mean, my mom is 74 and still working.
Oh, my gosh, because they bring joy. And also, she's probably seen them grow up and have kids of their own.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it'll be, like, little kids that she you know, knew when they were in first grade now have kids that go to school there.
Oh,
sure. So it's like, you know, and you've got big Catholic families, so it's like, uh-oh, here's another one.
Yeah, they're just rolling
out.
One
of 10, and then you've seen, like, you know, all of the kids of the kids, and it's like 100 people.
Like, which one are you again? Who's
yeah.
your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She has to do that all the time.
Oh, man.
That's yeah, the only way I get to know people up here is somebody will come up and say hi, and I'll ask, well, what's your name? Well, I recognize your last name. Who are your parents?
Yeah,
and exactly. sometimes that doesn't work. Who are your grandparents? Like, oh, okay. Now I know who
right.
you are.
What road do you live on? Oh, yeah. Route 3? Okay.
You live south of town or north of town?
Right. Oh, gosh.
Which Johnson are you?
God. Oh, that is so really true. Cute. Oh, man. Well, there you go. Kids really do say the funniest
does
things.
Does he know when when it's about to happen? Zen?
That he's...
Yeah, that it's...
I can't tell at this point.
Maybe you should talk to him and go, tell mommy before you have to poop.
And then I'll put you right on the toilet.
Yeah, and then you can be a big boy.
We have that
and
little
I'll
insert.
Give you some Skittles.
Yeah. Has he seen daddy being a big boy? Does he know what's going on?
He does, yes.
Yeah.
He does.
Good.
Yeah.
See that and
bribe him with Skittles.
Yeah, yeah. M&M's and Skittles. He loves both. Yeah. Just like seeing Santa. Oh. But yeah, they're starting to also at school or daycare. They're starting to work on that because everyone's two in his class.
Yeah.
So they're starting to really work on that. And
now,
that's good.
For teachers, they have to do all those diaper changes.
Oh, can you imagine?
No.
Oh, there's just probably one that's like, that's all she does.
Yeah.
It's diaper time.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they switch off. Diaper duty is Tuesdays for Laura or whatever.
I was thinking by the hour, I'd want at least. Gosh, but it is pretty fun to see them all just trying to figure out the whole toilet situation, and I'm just grateful that they're at least starting that I'm like, peer pressure.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at those big kids. Look what they're doing.
Yeah. See, I didn't go to preschool. I just went straight to kindergarten, and everything was at home. You know, I was at home until I was, you know, six. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hopefully your sisters were like, come on, Dawn.
Oh, this is what my mom did. She would promise me if I did not have an accident, like overnight, I remember for every day of the week that I didn't, she would buy me a little pair of underwear.
Oh, cute.
You know, and so that's what I would get as a prize. So if I got like four in a week, it's really... Great. Oh, Kenny, what's the problem?
Deal.
I'm done with this conversation.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm obsessed with having so much now. I have so many.
Yeah.
Like 40 pair.
It's like a little treat. It's like my lipstick. Oh, look at the time. Yeah, we do need to go. When we come back, we've got the dirt alert.